And this is true in different arenas, political or social. These days are the days when Muslims are taking great steps, making great achievements. And this, as I said, is in the focus of attention of people all over the world. Fortunately, we are on the verge of the fourth decade after the victory of our revolution, and our country is alert, is motivated, and our youth are very active and enthusiastic. They're all ready in the battleground and they want to work in science, in technology, in different kinds of social activities. And also, I would like to say that our political atmosphere is very vital and very active. And it is very important for everybody, especially the elite, the social elite, the political elite, the important figures of the country. They have to remember that unity is the most important concern nowadays for our country. We have to give it priority. God always advises us that finally, at the end of the day, those who are faithful and pious will turn out to be victorious. Those who forget about self-interest and they work for the good of all and want to bring dignity to their nation and their religion will become victorious. I ask God to help us do this and to bless the soul of Imam Khomeini and all the martyrs, and to bring dignity to our nation.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إنا أعطيناك الكوثر فصل لربك وانحر إن شانعك هو الأبتر والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
Okay, live from Musalla, the holy site north of the capital Tehran, what you just witnessed was the speech there given by the leader of the Islamic Revolution, Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei, leading the aid prayer in Tehran. The grounds there holding so many people who have come out. The leader obviously inspiring everybody on this very special day, which is the Eid al-Fitr. And it's a crowning moment for the faithful and for Muslims here in the capital Tehran, and not only here but also throughout the world. The leader of Iran's Islamic Revolution made a point to cover what this aid means for Muslims. A couple things that he pointed out to which are very significant, aside from the fact that this is a day that Muslims need to unite and that this is a day where people have to come together. He mentioned the Quds Day March, which happened this past Friday, which was the last Friday of the holy month of Ramadan, which is what just came to an end, and that the great march of the Iranian nation on that day in support of the people of Palestine, since their cause is something that Muslims need to unite for. Of course, this is the conclusion of the holy month of Ramadan, which culminates in the celebration of the Eid al-Fitr, which is one of the important holidays for Muslims. Just a quick note on Ramadan, where the ninth month of the Islamic calendar, where Muslims fast from dawn to sunset. This was 30 days that this occurred in which they refrained from any type of hedonistic desires throughout the day. And it is believed that this month it was the first verse of the Holy Quran that was revealed to the Prophet Muhammad, may peace be upon him. Now, in here in Iran today marked Eid al-Fitr, but in some other countries actually Tuesday was Eid al-Fitr. But of course here we saw that this is the day that we're celebrating it. Now what you see there is the Musalla, which is the holy, a huge holy site north of the capital Tehran, and authorities here and officials actually provided 2,500 plus buses for these people to come to this site. And basically that's it. Again, this is a very important day. We wish everybody a happy Eid al-Fitr, and we thank you for joining us.